We're going to talk about the legislative update that happened in 2015. Now, first, read the paper. There's a whole lot of information there. A lot of it you're probably not going to be interested in because it also goes into detail about things that did not pass, including bills that were sponsored by the Real Estate Probate Trust Law section, but also other bills that just had to deal with all of our various interests of estate planning, trusts, and guardianships. So I'm going to try to focus today on some of the things that are really more that you're going to be more interested in, including the trust revisions, some of the decedent's estates revisions, and the guardianship revisions. And you'll see that some of these things are disappearing in front of your eyes as we speak because some of our bills did not get through. And when I say our bills, I'm referring to the Real Estate Probate and Trust Law section of the State Bar. I'm the chair of the legislative, or the Estate and Trust Legislative Affairs Committee, which is, I'll tell you, it's a lot to put on a little card when you have to say that you are the chair of the the Estate and Trust Legislative Affairs Committee of the Real Estate Probate and Trust Law section of the State Bar of Texas. I've learned how to do that and learned how to do that fast. So anyway, so REPTL starts out, and many of you, I'm sure, are REPTL members. And so what happens is that the council will discuss possible legislative improvements. We'll vet these, go through a long process of trying to get them ready to go, get them approved by the full state bar, and then ultimately we find a legislator to carry them. Patty Sichler, who I'm sure many of you all know and you'll see up here again, is a current council member, so if there's anything you don't like, you can talk to her. But actually, Patty was not on the council for these, even though she did come down and testify, so go easy on all of us, for that matter. So one thing to keep in mind is that once these bills are carried over to a representative or a senator, they are no longer REPTL bills. So they are now, at this point, the legislator's bills. And so there may be tweakings, maybe minor, maybe major, to our bills that started off as our bills that we're not responsible for. So.